Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey. You know why? Because God told me some time back who I am. And he said that I am a customer service agent for him, and what I do is service souls. Praise God. So that's what this broadcast is all about. It's all about encouraging souls about the good news about Jesus. Praise God on today. And today is Recover All Wednesday. Have you ever done something or missed out on something and you were hoping that you could get it back? Well, today is that day for you to recover all that the enemy has taken, stolen from you and I. His whole job, he has a one-track mind, and that's to steal, kill, and to destroy. But what did the Lord say? God said, I came to that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So that's what we have in Christ, and that's why we've got to use our tools. He gave us his word and his tools of what to use. And today we're talking about one of those tools. And that is, Lord, teach us how to pray. We need to know how to pray. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And we need to use the tools that God has given us, that he's put it in his word. Thank you, Lord. Told us what to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we fight not against flesh and blood. The enemy don't care who he uses. He don't care how high you are. As a matter of fact, the higher you are, the better, because the fall is greater. So we have to use the tools that God has put in his word for us, that we may live this life. Praise God, while we're here. Because after a while, the judgment is coming. Will we be ready? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if we don't use our tools that the Lord has given us, we could miss out. And we don't want to miss out. Praise God. So let's just have a word of prayer so that we can get into this topic on today. Lord, teach us how to pray. We need God to teach us how to pray. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to encourage somebody on the program, God. Father, teach us how to pray as we ought, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For you know all things, God, and all things, they are possible with you. You yet work miracles, and we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. You did it way back then, and Father, you changed not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are yet working miracles, and we thank you for that. Thank you for prayer, God. Thank you for teaching us how to pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as we ought. Now, Father, we ask for your anointing on this day, God, to share the good news. Thank you, Lord, about you, God, and we thank you for it right now. And we ask your continued blessings, God. Go in the hospitals and nursing homes. Go there, touch, heal, deliver, set free, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree it so in your name today, God. We ask that you would look on our leaders, oh God, and bless them. Touch their bodies. Touch their minds, oh God. Regulate, God, in the name of Jesus, to do your will, God. Your will in this time, God. In the name of Jesus, help them to lead the way that you would have, God. Teach us to pray and help us to pray for our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for it right now. Look on the missionaries. Look on all the saints everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. You said pray for those that despite for they misuse us. You told us to love our enemies, but you told us to pray for those, oh God, that despite for they. Thank you, Lord Jesus, on purpose. They misuse us. They mistreat us. And you told us to pray, God. Father, we're praying. Teach us how to pray, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we are thank you for it right now. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on this Wednesday, God. This Recover All Wednesday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Teach us how to recover all, God, as you did with David, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, and we magnify you, and we give you all the glory and all of the praise that's due you, God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, and amen, and amen. And today we are talking about, Lord, teach us how. Teach us. Teach us how to pray to your will, God. How to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, what you would have. Praise God. Because there are things that we can't handle. We don't know how to do it. Oh, but God knows how. He knows how to direct us. He knows just what he would have us to do. And in some situations, we're so hurt. We've been so hurt through, praise God, depending on man to do and to help us and to lift us up. But we've got to look to Jesus. We've got to learn to pray in everything that we do. Prayer is always in order. And we praise God for prayer, for prayer. Man ought to always pray and not faint. And we thank God, thank God, thank God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank God for a way to communicate with him. We can talk to him day, night, it don't make no difference. He's available 24/7, and we can have a conversation with our daddy. Praise God on today for it, amen and amen. And I want to encourage you to join us in prayer Monday through Friday. We are praying from 7:15 to 7:30. And Jesus asked the question, can't we just pray for 1 hour? But I said, can we pray for 15 minutes? That's not a long time. 15 minutes. Praise God. And you can join us each day, Monday through Friday, and share that prayer request with us. Or maybe you have a praise report that you would like to share. sometimes you can't just tell everybody, because some people don't understand you when you pray and when you giving it to God, so they look at you funny. But I know God is a miracle worker and that he can do anything but fail. Praise God. I'm on the bus and I'm riding. The Greyhound bus driver says, ride and leave the driving to us. So I'm leaving the driving to the Lord. And the Lord has allowed me to experience some things with him. And I thank God for it. So if you would like to join us Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30, I would like to welcome you to do just that. And you can call in to our number. It's 515-606-5329. Praise God. And then the code is 634-812. And join us for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prayer's in order. Praise God. And we need prayer. We need prayer. Sometimes we need somebody to pray with us. Praise God. And so we're on the prayer line praying. Praise God. And we're enjoying the prayer. Thank God for the prayer warriors that's on the line with us each morning. So we praise God for that. And if you need someone to come and speak at your function or your event, you can call me email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, I would love to come and encourage the people where you are. We are in a time, we're living in a time where we need to encourage one another. We need to encourage one another as never before. Praise God. We need to be on our jobs, and that's encouraging one another in dressing in the whole armor of God. Dressing in the armor daily, not waiting for a week or a month or a year before we talk to the Lord. But every day we need to be in conversation, hallelujah, all day long, talking to Jesus. Praise God, if not in praying songs. Thank you, Lord, in the praise. Praise God, lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. And I would also like to encourage you to go to my website, praise God, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my website, check out my books. Praise God that the Lord has blessed me to write, and my daily devotional. I did a daily devotional for 2019, and praise God, I will be doing one for 2020. And so daily, I go out on Facebook and put the daily devotional on Facebook. And praise God that the Lord has given me a topic for every day. Every day I was sitting down one day at the computer, and I was asking God to give me something to write. If people could go out on Facebook and put all their business out there, Lord, give me something to say about you. And praise God, he did just that. So he gave me a word for every day, each day. Sunday is Philip Sunday. And praise God, I go to church. I don't know about you, but I go to get a Philip. Praise God, because I heard the old saints say that the church is the saints' hospital. So I go to the hospital where the saints go. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what I need, recovery, or whatever it is, medicine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For he said in Proverbs 4:20 that his word is our medicine. Praise God. It's our medicine. So I go there for my Philip on Monday because I've enjoyed my Philip on Sunday. Praise God. That is hangover Monday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm hungover on the word of God that he filled me up with on Sunday, praise the Lord. Then Tuesday is renewed my word Tuesday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be ye transformed by the a renewing of our minds. What did I get on Sunday? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I chewed on Monday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and it renewed my mind on Tuesday. Praise God. Then Wednesday come today, and it's recover all Wednesday. So when I filled up on Sunday, and I have thought about it on Monday, renewed my mind on Tuesday, well, Wednesday is time to take it back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stole from me. And you need to know that. Then Thursday is healing where Thursday. Praise God. I need a healing. How about you? I need a healing in my mind. And I need that daily when I get up in the morning. I need a healed mind. Praise God. We living in a world where everything is going on. I need a healed mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to deal with some of these people. Praise God. I need a healed mind. So I've got what I need on Sunday. I meditated on it on Monday. Tuesday, I got that renewed mind. And on Wednesday, I recovered it all. And now, thank God, I'm healed on Healing Word Thursday. And then Friday is Miracle Friday. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Miracle Friday. Because I believe in miracles. I believe in wonders. I believe what God can't do, it cannot be done. And I praise God for Miracle Friday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's yet working miracles. He did it way back then. And thank God through his word, through faith, I believe God is yet that miracle worker. And then Saturday is Prosperous Saturday. He said that he desired that we would grow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Grow in him, even as our soul. He said, prosper in him, even as our souls prosper. Praise God. So God's desire is for us to prosper in every area of our lives. Praise God. So join us in prayer. Praise God, if you will. So today we are talking about, Lord, teach us how to pray and recover all through prayer. Recover everything to having a little talk with Jesus, telling him all about the situation. Teach us how to pray. Luke 11 and 1. Can we develop this spiritual quality? Can we learn how to pray? Certainly we can. And we must, in order to stay strong through the temptations and trials of life. We can't stop the bird from flying over our head, but we can stop him from building the nest. Praise God. He said, occupy till I come. So that means that we've got to stay with our mind stayed on him. We got to stay praying through the day and in the morning, at noonday, all through the day. We've got to stay with our minds stayed on God. No, that don't mean that we just outwardly, but inwardly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Inwardly. Thank you, God. We can go about praying. We don't have to just say it out loud, walk around with our Bibles in our hand, but the word of God should be down on the inside of us. Praise God. So when they do whatever they do, we can call him up, have a little talk with them, tell him all about it. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, rejoice always. That's what God wants us to do. That's why he wants us to pray, to have a talk with him, have a conversation with him, so that we can rejoice always, always. We got to get to that place where we can rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in him always. Pray without ceasing, that 17th verse says, praying always without ceasing. Got a prayer going on down on the inside. Got a song, got a praise going on, because praise is how we say thank you. circumstances. No, 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 no. We don't want to praise God when things are going wrong, when things are going whichever way they go, but we have to get there to learn to praise God through the good, through the bad, and through the ugly. Woo! My God. We've got to learn. We've got to get there. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. And sometimes it takes us a lifetime. Oh, praise God. To learn. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Through all the circumstances, give thanks in all circumstances. But this is the will of God. The will of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thanks in all things. Praise God in Christ Jesus for us. For us. Thank you, Lord, that we give thanks in all circumstances. So, and that's a learning. That's a learning. That's not something that we can just do overnight. We don't get it overnight because we can't see it. We can't see it, but God, he teaches us. So that's a good thing to know, to pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances. No, I don't understand it, Lord. I don't see it, God. Oh, but help me to get there, Lord. Help me to get there, to give thanks, to thank you that whatever the situation is, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that I come to you and that I praise you in it, God, in the name of Jesus. We find Jesus praying at all. Evaluate your spirituality with the help of Jesus as he teaches us how to pray in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And that is the Lord's Prayer. Praise God. He teaches us how. The disciples asked him, Lord, or Daddy, or Father, teach us how to pray. And he did. So read Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the Lord's Prayer, and see how he taught the disciples to pray. And he did that and every day, and every day. And in Luke 6 and 12, it says, in these days, he went out to the mountains. And we need to pray fervently. We need to pray persistently. And we must pray frequently. So not only do we need to pray fervently, he said the prayers of the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So not only do we need to pray fervently, but we also need to be persistent and consistent in the things that we are asked, God. Continue to do it. Continue to pray. Don't stop praying. It looks like nothing is happening, but don't stop praying. God is working in the background. Let him, give it to him, and let him work it out. But if you going back and forth, you taking it back, you give it to him, and then you take it back, and then you give it back to him, and then you take it back. Well, he can't do nothing with that. You got to give it to him, turn it loose, and let him have it, and then just thank him for it. Thank him for working it out. We need to pray persistently. We must pray frequently. So all day long with a prayer in our heart. We're praying for the lost people. We know. You know, we have family members that don't know the Lord or been around the church. They know of him, but they don't have a relationship with our God. So they know of him. Need to pray for our missionaries. Praise God that they would, you know, catch a hold, that their minds would be stirred. Praise God. And that they would get on fire, be on fire for the Lord as in yesterday's. Praise God. Pray for the elders, our elders, that they would be obedient to what God is giving them to do. For our preachers, for the sick among us. Praise God. Never have I seen so many need to get back to praying, praying for one another. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sick, so that the Lord will heal our bodies so we can get a job done on his program. For those who are persecute us, and that's what he tells us, to pray for those that despitefully, they're doing it on purpose. But that's all right. We've got to give God room to work, because he said, vengeance, it's mine, and I will repay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So God wants us to get out of the way and pray for those that despitefully misuse us, and let him handle it. Give it to him. For those who are visiting our services, people that come to visit in our churches, they're looking for something. And so we need to pray for them, that they will find the Lord, that they will find him. For those with whom we are studying, for those who have fallen away, for the backsliders, we want to pray for the backsliders so that they will come back to God. For our own spiritual development, pray for ourselves that God would open up our hearts and our minds and give us how to pray, give us how to do the things that he has given us to do, and for our own forgiveness. We can't hold things. We got to give it to the Lord. Turn it loose. Praise God for our weaknesses. So we get weak sometimes. He said, but let the weak say that I am strong. For God's providence to use us in his cause to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. We ought to begin and end every day talking to our Father in heaven. And our prayer today is, thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, teach us how to pray. Not to pray a selfish prayer, it's me and mine only, but to pray for others. Keep it going all day long, thanking you, Lord, magnifying God. Thank you, Lord, bless this one, bless that one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But keep the prayer wheel turning in our hearts. And God, he will bless us for the same. Praise God. So thank you for listening in on today. Thank you. And pray God. I pray God your strength, and that he would continue to bless you, and that he would give you the desires of your heart. Until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. Bye-bye now.